Hey, let's talk Gillette.
What's happening in Gillette? Next week, on April 1st, is a Gillette City Council meeting. Before we get to the agenda, let's take a look at some other City of Gillette happenings in the next week or two. You know how, when you mow your lawn and clean up all the sticks and leaves from your trees and generally take care of your yard, you end up with a big pile of yard waste? What do you do with that? Where should it go? Well, all year round, you can bring it to the Yard Waste Drop-Off Facility out by Wastewater on Garner Lake Road between 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. every day. But taking it out there is a lot of work, and maybe you prefer to pay to have it taken away for you. Well, in that case, you'd be in luck, because the Curbside Yard Waste Pickup Program starts for the year in April and runs through November. You can sign up for Curbside Yard Waste Pickup by calling City of Gillette Customer Service at 307-686-5206, and it costs $9.60 a month to be added to your utility bill. When you join the program, you get a 10 yard waste rollout, which you can fill with unbagged grass clippings, leaves, and branches, and sticks less than 2 inches in diameter and less than 36 inches long. Have your yard waste rollout on the curb at least 5 feet from any obstacles on your regular trash day, and city crews will pick it up and take it to the yard waste facility for you. Here's what's on the April 1st City Council agenda. The council will take care of a bunch of street closure permits, or, as they are under the new Chapter 10 of the City Code, special event permits. There will be special event permits to close the 3rd Street Plaza on June 21st for a car show, on May 5th for a Cinco de Mayo celebration, and then several for Gillette Main Street, including the Downtown Thursday Nights Concert Series each Thursday from June 26th to July 31st, Brews and Crews on September 6th, that one includes Gillette Avenue from 1st to 6th, a downtown yard sale on July 26th, and Trick or Treat on October 31st. Other event closures include one for the Children's Memorial Remembrance Ceremony on Warlow Drive on June 16th, one on Achita Road and 1st Street on May 3rd for the Rock Pile's annual Sheep Herders Festival, and one on Main Street for the Parade of Lights on December 6th. Council will consider acceptance of development improvements for the Otto Road and Laterno Drive sewer extensions. I did not remember seeing this project go before council before, and I think that's because the project actually belonged to Basin Electric Power Cooperative, who wanted sewer service to their new building, and had to install a new sewer main and replace part of the existing sewer main to get it. Since the city maintains sewer mains once development is finished, the council gets final approval on the item. There is a bid award to Floyd's Truck Center to purchase one new 2026 tandem axle dump truck with sander, plow hitch, and hydraulic system installed. There's a memorandum of understanding the council needs to agree to, dealing with shared road maintenance between the City of Gillette and Campbell County. Remember a couple of weeks ago when the City Council had their big goal-setting session? At this meeting, they will consider a resolution to declare that the goals and priorities they discussed at that meeting are the official goals and priorities of the City of Gillette. Council will also be considering a quote award for painting and coating of the floors and walls at the digester building at the wastewater treatment plant. The coatings are needed to protect the interiors, equipment, and infrastructure of the wastewater building, which, when you think about it, probably has some fairly unpleasant stuff flow through. So coatings to keep that out of places it shouldn't be seems like a fairly good idea. There will be a public hearing and council consideration of a new liquor license for Alas Tulum Seafood Bar and Grill. I got a little curious, so I put Alas Tulum into Google Translate. Apparently it's Latin for waves of thunder, which is a fairly dramatic name for a seafood place. Except apparently it also means eggs in Yucatec Maya? Or possibly wall or dawn in Spanish. Possibly I should not use Google Translate for things like this. Another amendment to the Telecommunications Raceway Lease Agreement, number 21, coming just a month after Council authorized the mayor to sign Amendment number 20. If you've forgotten what it is in the month since I talked about it, the Telecommunications Raceway Lease is the agreement for companies to use the city's underground channels to run fiber optic or other telecommunications cables through. You may have noticed that this meeting will take place on April 1st. And in the spirit of the season, I've included one joke item in my review of the agenda. See if you can spot it. Once you think you know which one it is, click on the link in the description to confirm if your guess is correct or not. April Fools! That's a brief look at the April 1st meeting. You can find the agenda on the city website, gillettewy.gov, and click on any item in the agenda to get a deeper explanation of the topic and see any supporting documentation. Sign up to receive meeting notices by clicking on the email updates link in the description of this episode. City Council meetings are broadcast live on GPA TV cable channel 192, as well as streaming online at gillettewy.gov/GPA, where you can also find past meetings archived. Let's Talk Gillette is a production of Gillette Public Access Television and the City of Gillette. For more information on city operations, visit the city's website, gillettewy.gov, or follow the City of Gillette on Facebook or Instagram.